This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Today we have a special opportunity. We're learning the Mishnah Seferim. We're actually up to the Ois Nun, but we have a special privilege to have on our shiur Rabbi David Hirsch, the author of Pe'er Halacha, where we've been using his volume extensively, and we've been our learning has been enhanced by his diagrams. I want to thank my friend, Dr. Pinchas Watzlawski, for recommending the Sefer, and Dr. Pinchas got up especially early to be with us this morning, so Yashar Koyach. Okay, Rav Hirsch Shlita, we want to ask you some questions. The first one, if I can, is not on the sheet. It's when we were learning the Ois Beis, and I think this question you answered me, but I would like you to share with the Olam. When we were learning the Ois Beis, the Mishnah Soiprim said that there should be a tag on top of the letter. The Lashon is Tzarech Lechatchila Sheyehela Baroisha Mitzad Smal Alpanea Tag Katan. But if in your Sefer on page 275 and diagram 4 in the picture, there are actually two details. One is a little bit of a thorn that's coming out of the edge of the letter, and one is a stick with a ball on top. So I wasn't sure which one is the tag, and right, only one of them is the tag, and what's the other one? So could you enlighten us about that, please? Okay.
Take a look. You have the big Sefer?
Yeah, I have the big Sefer, one? Yeah.
Look by the Hakdama, at the very beginning of the Sefer.
Yes, I see that.
Before the Hakdama, the page before the Hakdama,
Klali Meshimash B'Sefer, yeah.
Right. So in the left box, right?
Uh huh.
There's a base with the same picture.
Yes.
You have that?
Yes.
So.
By the way, whoever has the Sefer, it's right before the Hakdama. There's a few pages called Klalam L'Shimash B'Sefer. There are two pages. It's the second page, second line, left-hand diagram.
Yeah, yeah. Also, and Rabbi Yeager also has the old Sefer, the blue one. It's also in the front there in the Hakdama. Yeah. That I asked Rav Friedlander, and Ms. Mano, I asked him, that you see, some suffering make a little tag. Some people make like a mako with a ball on the top, and some suffering do both. It's they're all considered tagging. They're all considered a tag. Bedek chaya, beis dalet, kuf, ches yun.
Sorry, we lost you. Ches Yud Hey, are you hearing? Is it the Olam hearing? I'm not hearing.
Oh no.
Okay, now we hear you.
Yeah, Bedek Chaya.
Uh huh.
Those who has Bedek Chaya based Dalet Kuf Ches Yud Hey all have Tagim.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
They all have tagim. Okay. So I'm going to go into another question, and I want to thank Rav Mendy Fish for being the cipher of the questions. I think Mendy asked this question. In Simen Lamed Vav, Sif Gimel, the Mechaber says that Tzarech L'Tayig Shatnes Gates, V'Hasoifim Nagu L'Tayig Oisiois Acheros. These Oisiois Acheros, is that the Bedek Chaya, Rabbi Hirsch, that you're referring to? Or is that something else?
Page 265?
Yeah, page 265. The Mechaber is on Simen Lamed Vav Sif Gimel. Yeah, 264. Oh, and your diagram is 265. Yes.
So there in the osios that are grayed out and have gray background, I don't remember. No, you know, it's I think it's in the Torah, Beis Yosef, Shemushi Rabbah, they have different targum. You see all the letters with a gray background?
Yes. So
So they all have
that's different than Bedek Chaya.
yeah, it's
Okay, thank you. Rabbi Hirsch, I'm going to put up the questions on the screen now that Rav Mendi wrote, and this way the Olam could see some of the questions that we were discussing. We'll start with one. Okay, we learned that the Ukit Smol on the top of the Aleph should be in line with the Ukit Simin at the bottom. This is page 272 to 273. It's diagram 9. Throughout the rest of this page and on page 265, where a sample ksav is shown, the Aleph doesn't look like that. So how critical is it that the ukatsim on the top and the bottom of the Aleph align?
So look at on page 365 in the back, Ha'or
Oh. 365. Oh yeah. I see. The Sefer Mishmeres Stam. So, Rabbi Hirsch, what you're writing is that if you were to align it, then it's in danger of touching the body of the letter.
Right.
So, what's the
That's
Eitzah? What do you write in Dalet here?
in Dalit.
In I'm saying in this picture, like the fourth point, you write Achim Oisim Kafishin as Barl El Al Yedeshem Man Mecha Nekuda Bechatzi Komas Noisaf. Misrachekes was an akuda minaguf. Could you explain that, please?
Yeah, if he makes it a comus and a half, like a picture of Dalit.
Oh,
Right,
okay.
then I could pull it over. You could pull it over, and it won't touch. But I just quoted. I quoted from Mishmeres Stam. They're also, Achrei Achronim. They're Bizmanenu there, but that's what the Sofrim, they don't do it. It's not. Oh, it's not. They don't do it. No one does. No one did it. There's a bit of a lamedus, I forgot to look. I'll try to look it up. I had notes from Rav Menachem Davidovich.
Okay, excellent. Question number two. This, I think, and question number two is probably the area of our biggest question regarding the ois hay, where we learned that the leg under the hay should be directly opposite the edge of the roof. And yet, if you have an elongated hay, so on page 280 to 281, and the Mishnah Sofrim says, if you have an elongated hay, so you made the leg in the middle of the hay, it's pasul. So you need to scrape it to get the leg aligned with the edge. So what we didn't understand was, why is that not classic chaktuchais, where you're being machsher the hay by scraping? And then we added, that's a question in and of itself. Why are you allowed to scrape the roof
Let's
of
do
the
one at a
hay?
time. One at a time, okay? So
Yes.
take a look on page 301,
Yes.
number 26.
Okay. Yes. Oh,
So
very good.
it's
Also, over here, Rabbi Hirsch writes, "Va'afilum tim salimra de behei ba'ofen zeh gam kin kosher, sham shani de ikar tunasa kein lekama rishonim."
It's a kosher, it's a kosher hay, even with the regel inside, in the middle.
Okay.
According to some Rishonim. So it's not chok tochos, it's a hay, and he's making it go, making it look nicer.
Okay, good. Thank you. I mean, could just to respond, to ask back, here the Mishnah Soifim says, Bim asa be'emtza pesula.
Sorry. Well, about us, hey.
I'm on page 281. I'm on the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The eighth line in the Mishnah Berurah by number 8 in your Sefer. Number 8 in the Mishnah Soifim. Vim asa be'emtza psula. So.
Oh, good. Okay.
So, and the reason why you're fixing it, Rav Hirsch, is because you're concerned for the opinion that it's puzzle. So then, how does it help to fix it according to the opinion that it's puzzle? It's chayk tuchais. Is it that we're being soimech on the shittos that it's kasher?
Let's see. Yeah, it seems like it. Take a look in picture number 10, right?
Yeah.
So, Nekuda Emsa God. In Kasava Teva Achreze, he wrote afterwards. So now, if he wrote Tefillin, he'll be over. He can't say he can't erase back, right?
Right.
To fill in, you have to write Kasidrin.
Right.
So what should he really do over here? He should erase the Aleph and the Mem and the So you can't erase it.
Right.
So what's the lesson of the Mishnah Sofrim? Nekuda neged emsa gog im kasav atevas achrezeh en yachol etaken b'shem lo kasidrin. So really he could erase back, but he can't say it's shem b'shem afterwards. Or lav nafka, it could be leah ba and there's Hashem, a few words afterwards. He can't erase back.
Mm-hmm.
So, what can he do?
Right.
If he had tefillin and he couldn't race back, there's a shame of shem, he could even leave the hay like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you see we're b'makom pasul. That's going to be, he's going to be puzzled to fill in, then the Mishnah Sofer is makel to be somek on the Rishonim that hold that the regals, even in the kosher, even in the middle of the hay.
Mm-hmm. So let me rephrase the question then. If Bishas Hadchak, you could rely on the Rishonim that it's kosher, as is, because you're allowed to have the leg in the middle of the hay. Then why should you get involved in fixing it? How does it help to fix it, let's say, in a Sefer Torah? But why are you fixing it? Because you're choshesh for the Rishonim that it's puzzle? But it's not. You're not accomplishing anything by fixing it. Because if you're fixing it because you're choshesh is puzzle, then it's still puzzle because it's choy tuchos. What do you accomplish by scraping the roof of the hay? If it's kosher, you don't need to scrape it. And if it's puzzle, it's going to be weiter puzzle because of Choyk Tuchos. Okay, you know, that wasn't our question, but now it is.
Marashach, Marashach. Let me see if I understand the question. It's a kosher hay. It's a kosher hay. No, but it's a kosher hay. Oh, you want to make it look nicer. We have a few cases like that.
You're saying even according to the opinion that it's pasul, it still has the tumuna of a hay. So it's not chak tuchos because you're just fulfilling a halachic requirement, but you're not making it have tsuras ha'ais.
Say again, sorry.
No, I just is what the Rav's saying, that even according to the opinion that the hay is pasul, but it's pasul because it doesn't meet a technical requirement, but it still has the image of a hay, it still has the tumun of a hay. So by fixing it, it's not chak tuchos, because chak tuchos is when you make it have the image of the letter.
Right.
But if you're, but this is not chak tuchos because it already has the tumunas hay, even though it would have been pasul without it.
Right. So take a look on page 113, number 3.
113, number 3. Okay.
So over there, he has a base.
Uh-huh.
And there's a nekuda, some dio fell inside, or on top, or on the side. He can erase it. I chok tochos. No, because it didn't change surasa os. It's a kosher base.
Right, but again, Rabbi Hirsch, in this case, it's not a kosher hay, right? You're fixing it because the Mishnah Seferim says it's psula.
But Ikaron, Enechami, I'll try and ask someone. It seems like it's it can be some Mekon Rishoni that's kosher hay.
Uh-huh. I think what we're trying to say is that even if you need to fix it because it's puzzle, but it's not puzzle because it doesn't have suras hay. It's puzzle because it doesn't meet a specific halachic requirement, but it's still ikur tsuras hay olav. Okay,
I'll try and find out.
Okay. Thank you. Let's we'll try one more question now. You know, one thing I guess which we don't have full clarity on is when you do something improper, how much do you actually have to scrape off? So let's go to 291, page 12, diagram 12. 291, diagram 12. Here, the person was supposed to make a yud. And it looks like a small lamed.
Right.
So the Mishnah Seferim says, Sefer Tarshan Imtzeba yud in Kitzras lamed katanim sula. Why? Because otherwise it's chayk tuchais. And if it's a yud of Hashem's name, you're gonna have to remove the whole yiriya. So the question is, why does one have to erase the whole letter? Why can't you just do like on page? Why can't you just do like on the next page, diagram one, where you take off the ukats and you take off the tag? Like the Mishnah Seferim says, if it's the yud of Hashem's name, in my yud nira mamish kelamid,
Yeah,
Why
okay.
is that? Why can't you always do that?
Yidden shall shame, Sukla. Okay. It's a stira. No, it seems. The stira in the Mishnah Sofer, right? Page number 13, he says, you have to misalek the urea. And then the next page, number one, he says you can fix it.
Depends how similar it is to the lamed.
Shame.
The second case is imenira mamash kalamed. The ain koil. If it's
Right.
absolutely clear it's a lamed, it's not a yud. Then that's not a problem.
Yeah,
But it
right.
might
Because
be.
you never wrote Hashem's name.
Right.
Yeah, so that right, that's not our question. We're not asking a stira. We want to know. Here he brings from
Oh,
Shuvas Chasam's.
I asked Yaakov Zions. He's a pasuk, big pasuk in Yerushalayim on Stam. I asked him the question, why did, like in picture number 12, he says to erase the whole os, whole yud, and then on the next page, when it's by Shem Hashem, just to take off the pasul, take off.
Right. That's all. Yes, that's all. Yes, that's what we're asking.
So
Yes.
he said, by Shem Hashem, even though it's not Shem Hashem, or else it couldn't be Mochekek, but it's Shah.
But it's what? Sorry, we didn't hear. What happened?
Where there's a
Hi,
similar
Rabbi.
halakha.
Sorry, we didn't, Rabbi, we didn't hear what you said. Could you say that one more time? The
Yeah.
answer?
Yes. By Shem Hashem, we try to leave as much as we can. That we see it also by Chav Sofi, looks it's it maybe say it touches the bottom of the cloth. You have to scrape away. So we leave, or the side, we leave the gog or the regal, we leave as much as we can. We're postal sursaos, but we leave as much as we can. By Shem Hashem, we leave as much as.
Okay, could we I'm sorry, we lost the last few moments.
By Shem Hashem, we keep as much as we can. And similarly, by whether Chav Sofi,
Okay,
he
so
says also there.
could we clarify the question by the Chav Sofis that you mentioned? Like in on page 294 in diagram 8, he says the Vidyavidim Nin Subsevatarsha Himshachagag Shachaf.
Yeah. Okay.
Is
That's
that a general rule that you really are supposed to erase everything, and it's only like a kula to leave a little bit? And it's only by the Shem Hashem where we try to leave as much as possible?
there's a few factors by the chaf and a yud and a vav. It's done with kasiva achas. It's one. So that's another. I'm not sure that on the Mishnah Sofer doesn't mention it, but that's one nakuda, and one nakuda, another nakuda Shem Hashem. So really, if it's kasiva achas, and he made a Say he made a resh mamakum vav, right? He made a long rosh, and he made resh mamakum vav. Then we, it's enough to mavav.
It's enough what? We didn't hear that. It's enough to?
A whole os.
Sorry, Rat. If you wrote a reish b'makom vav, it's enough to do what?
He has to mevatel the whole os.
Oh, okay.
Why? Because it's kasiva achas.
Okay. So then why is there a yesh?
Rav Friedlander said it's like electricity. It's electricity. It's all connected. It's all possible. The whole kasiva.
Uh-huh. So why by the final chaf does some say dai begreiras haregel if it's all kasiva achas? Or it's a yesh makilin? Sorry, would you? I didn't hear that. Would you mind saying that last thing one more time?
Yeah. And then, Yesh Makilin. Yeah. Yesh Makilin.
Uh huh. Okay. Wonderful. Okay, it was a great schuss to get your insight into some of our questions, and on behalf of everyone, we really very much nene from your sefer. It really helped us a lot in the learning. It really clarified things for us. And Rabbi Hirsch, when you get the video part working, and you could we could be zoicha, because the whole reason we use the sefer is eino doy mashmi alaria. So we want to apply that to the mechaber also.
Okay.
So when you get your video working, you could send me a message and share with us some Dibrei Chizuk, whether it's for tomorrow or a different day.
Okay. I'll try tomorrow. Irtz Hashem. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for your time, and thank you for being Mahanas.
Okay. Call it to.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.